I'm quite forgetful. Fortunately, I do remember a lot of things, but other things just seem to disappear. And you can plan things on certain days, and then even hours later forget that you've planned it. And that can quite often happen to me. And if you've got a lot of things going on at once, it can be quite easy to forget things and just carry on. And then somebody will remind you and say, you were supposed to be doing that. And you think, ah, so I was. But even days by days or hours by hours can sometimes be a challenge. They are for me, and they can be for quite a lot of us. Like if I was to say, to pick a day of the week, why was Thursday special? One knows the answer. Well, on Thursday, the 10th of May, it was Ascension Day. Now, it's a day that we can quite easily forget about. It's a day which is in the Christian calendar. And it's a day, I think, of great importance and a day that we should remember. But we remember about Easter. We remember about the various days that happened over Easter's. And the events that happened over Easter. And we remember Christmas. I've never forgot Christmas yet. So the days that we can remember seem to stick quite well. But Ascension Day, I think, is one of those days too. And we can quite easily forget completely about Ascension Day. And I must be honest, I forgot it was Ascension Day on Thursday until I looked at my calendar, and my calendar actually had in big words on it, Ascension Day. And that got me thinking about what I was going to bring as a message tonight. And how important it is to remember that day. And the purpose of that day, and how it is relevant right here and right now to each one of us. Recently, we brought quite a few different garden ornaments. Bought a couple while we was away in Wales. And they now have position around my pond. I bought a chicken and a duck, and they're nicely perched at the side of my pond. They stand about so high. They've been for a swim. They like it, but I fished them out and they're now nailed down, so they can't swim again. And I've also just recently bought two further creatures for in my garden. Same, they're like a metalwork figurine, and the two sheep, and they've got pride of place going down both my steps. There's a little sheep and a bigger sheep, and I better not forget these two. I've got a hedgehog and a tortoise as well. So it's like a little farmyard, really. What the tortoise has got to do with farm animals, I don't know, but I liked it, so that got into my menagerie of animals. But the sheep remind me of something. Now, like I said, I've got two sheep. One's a big sheep. And one's a little sheep. Now, the little sheep, really, it's the wrong name for it. should be a lamb. And that reminds me of Jesus Christ being the Lamb of God. Strange how little things stick in my head and other things I forget completely. But it does remind me that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And I see that now every morning. As soon as I look down my garden, I see that baby lamb sat on the top step because it's littler. And it reminds me that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. The ascension of Jesus was an essential thing in completion of his purpose. Both to his Father, God, and to us here now. Jesus fulfilled many things while he was on this earth. But being the Lamb and paying the price for each of us was an amazing thing. And it opened up a way for us to be with the Father and him. He was the perfect sacrifice, the perfect answer, the perfect key, and fully acceptable to his Father as an offering to cover all of our sin. That's for each of us. And that's a lot of people. That's a big job. But Jesus did that for each one of us. In Hebrews 9, verses 12, it says these words: "He did not enter by means of blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption." I'm going to look at tonight some important things about remembering Ascension Day, its purpose, its goal, and really what it means to us right now. What benefits are gained? Gifts of the Spirit. Without ascension, accessing these great empowering things might be a completely different case. How we would have known the Holy Spirit, how we would have used the Holy Spirit had ascension not happened, I wouldn't know. But these gifts are now accessible to each one of us through Christ, the Lamb, we have access. In Ephesians 4, verses 7 and 8, it says, "But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed it." This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. Through Jesus Christ's ascension, this was possible. Gifts through the Spirit. gifts that as Christians we might not have even been able to conceive. Gifts that have great power, great challenges, and great experiences for each one of us. But surely there's more to ascension, more benefits that we can invest in and claim. Jesus went to that cross for each one of us. He was that lamb, that sacrifice for each one of us. And that was for a specific purpose. But through his ascension, his job didn't end there. Through his ascension, his job became an intercessor. An intercessor for me and for you and for each one of us. And that is one of the probably greatest things after we've accepted Christ. And we know that he's taken that sin away. And we know that he was that perfect sacrifice for each one of us. That we know that Christ is now interceding for each one of us. It says in 1 John 2, verses 1 to 2, "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." What a challenge was put before Jesus Christ to die for us. Thinking of that time in the garden where he was pouring out his feelings and thoughts to his Father. And he said, "Not my will, but yours." We have that advocate in Jesus Christ, the Lamb. Sometimes we can be in dark corners. We can be in places where we don't really want to be. But we can claim through Jesus a friend, someone standing there with us, someone caring, someone comforting, someone holding, someone healing. Christ is the advocate between us and God. He is fighting the battles for us without us even knowing it. It's always good to look forward to something, I think. I enjoy going on holidays in my caravan. I enjoy been away and looking at different things. And that time off work and everything that happens on a daily basis, I think is good for the soul and good to put you in a different position. But because of Ascension Day, because of Jesus ascending, something very special is happening for each one of us. He's preparing a place for you and for me. An Ascension Day is a day to remember that Jesus Christ, the Lamb, is working hard for us. In John 14, verse 2, it says, "My Father's house has many rooms. If there were not so, I would have told you that. I'm going there to prepare a place for you." Building a fantastic future. A fantastic future with the King. With the Lamb. With that perfect sacrifice. That intercessor, that giver of the Holy Spirit. Now, God's Spirit is available to each one of us. What an amazing thing that is. It says in John 16, verse 7, "But very truly I tell you, it is for you, for your good, that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Such an amazing benefit. Without the Spirit, without God being at work in each one of us, where would we be now? In everything we do, in everything we see, in everything that we touch, in everything that we hold, God's Holy Spirit is now accessible to each of us. Yeah. That's all because of Ascension. Yeah. Christ's job is ongoing. It wasn't done at Ascension, although part was complete. His job is ongoing. We've heard it's interceding on behalf of us every moment. He's standing at our side. He's been our Christ. He's been our Lamb. But now he's crowned. He's crowned the King. He's crowned the King of Glory. I mentioned when I first started of some of the dates that we can quite easily remember, such as Easter, such as Christmas. And when we think of Christmas, we think of Christ being born. And we can quite easily move on within that story, thinking of Easter at the same time. But when we think of Christ being born, we think maybe of the wise men. Now, when the wise men came seeking Jesus, he was a little bit older than just being born, but they came to seek a newborn king. And at that particular moment in time, while he was on this earth and throughout his span of life on this earth, the wise men met a completely different Jesus. They didn't meet a king. They met a child in probably what they would call common circumstances. He wasn't in a palace. He wasn't in any grand splendor. And I don't think at that time he had a crown. Until this day in history, this day which I'm speaking of today, even though it was on Thursday, in Hebrews 2:9 it says these words, "But we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone." This Jesus is now crowned. This Jesus is now in heaven with his Father. This Jesus has left this earth on Ascension Day, maybe a few thousand years ago now, but the day is still remembered today. The day is still important for each and every one of us today. Because he took that crown. He took the role of being the intercessor. He claimed victory over the cross. He was the perfect sacrifice for each one of us. And he gave his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to dwell with each one of us in a personal way. In a way in which it stands at the side of us It holds us. It keeps us. It cares for us. It protects us. It surrounds us. It empowers us and gives us gifts that we can't comprehend. Just at the call of his name. This king is crowned in glory and honour. For us, he is triumphant. Let's praise the Lamb of God. Is ascension important to remember? Is it a day in our diary now? There is an easy way to know the day. It's 39 days after Easter Sunday. So it does move around, but it's always 39 days after. For the Western Hemisphere anyway. Have you got it? Are you going to remember it? Is Ascension Day important to you? Yes. Now you could do another thing to remember. You could buy a lamb. They're very nice. But Ascension Day is a critical day to me. It's a critical day to you. It was on Thursday, so if you forgot, I'll let you off. But remember Ascension Day. Remember what it was about. Remember that now we have a crowned king, a king of glory and honour, a king that conquered death. A king that was the perfect sacrifice for everyone in the world. That's a powerful king. That's a powerful Jesus. That's the Lamb of God. Amen.
Thank you, Stephen. We're coming to a time of communion, and Stephen's reminded us so much of what that's about, the work of Christ on our behalf. Let's just have a few moments as we think about that. If you want to give praise, if